Here's Aloisi for a place in the
you
World Cup.
For us.
He yeah! scores! Australia have got it!
Come on!
John Aloisi, the Confederations Cup hero, has done
it boys!
In the biggest game of all.
Come on, Australia!
Very simple 1-2 with Fred. And this is where Melbourne are dangerous. Allsop running at pace. Fred on the outside. Fred in. Archie Thompson! Sensational goal!
Yes, good afternoon, folks, and welcome to Goal, the show that focuses on football. Football, we love the competition at the moment, and boys, we had a fantastic weekend last weekend with Melbourne victory coming through. I've got some good feelings about it. Firstly, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Marcus.
And I'm Jack.
I'm Lucas.
And I'm Steve.
Excellent, and we're joined by our panellist today is Caitlin. She's looking after us on the panel arrangements. Folks, let's get off with the first round. This is last week's round. We'll review last round six, then we'll look at round seven in a second. So, Jack, take us through the start of round six.
Yeah, Melbourne Heart 4 defeated Brisbane Roar 1. I was actually at the train station when all the fans came back, so the train was pretty tight. Melbourne Heart have heaped more misery on defending champions Brisbane Roar. With a stunning 4-1 win at Amy Park last Friday night in front of 5,500 fans.
This is a fantastic win by Melbourne Heart, and I think Brisbane Roar are in a bit of a struggle zone. What do you reckon, Lucas?
I think they probably just need to get... I think they're still not fully in with their new manager or coach, so I think they still need to fully get into his tactics and stuff.
Steve, what do you reckon?
Well, the Heart made me look silly from last week's comments, didn't they?
we all tipped Brisbane Roar, I think, didn't we? And the, like most of us did.
Look, Melbourne Heart played amazingly in this game. They they looked like a top notch team, and they still have an unbelievable amount of midfielders to come back into this team. I don't know how they're going to fit a lot of people, but Brisbane Roar really struggling at the moment, and they need to start pulling it together, or they're going to be way off the track.
Jack, what's going on, mate, with Brisbane Roar? They're such an amazing team for the last few years, and they seem to have, like, gone right off the boil.
Yeah, lack of interest from players, maybe.
Whoa.
Big call.
You reckon they're, like, get a bit cocky now, and they've sort of, like, they've climbed Mount Everest, and now it's like, well, there's nowhere to go?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I reckon, because they're... Yeah, I think because of last year's win in the grand final, I think they think they're good. Okay. Too good.
Oh, they are good.
Yeah, they're good, but I think they're too good now.
Okay.
What do we read into the Berisha being out as well? He hasn't played for a couple of weeks, and they've been struggling.
That's probably a big out there. Yeah, he's probably one of his main strikers, and he gets a lot of goals for him. So
I think they lose that defending in their own half as well without him. He runs around and pressures the defenders a lot and adds that to that game, and they don't really have that without him.
Something needs to turn around because they're looking very ordinary at the moment. Next game, Lucas.
Yes, Jets defeated Western Sydney Wanderers 2-1 in front of more than 9,000 fans. Newcastle Jets claimed a come from behind 2-1 victory over Western Sydney Wanderers in an action-packed encounter at Parramatta Stadium.
Did you watch the game, Lucas?
No, unfortunately, I did not.
But you must be excited, mate, by how things are going. They're very consistent. They seem to do well, you know.
Yeah, they've been playing pretty well. But at the start of this game, I was looking at the app because I couldn't watch it, and I saw Western Sydney scored pretty quick, and I wasn't very happy about that. But yeah, of course, Jets bounced back. But they are playing pretty well. So
yeah,
they've been playing way better than they've been playing this time last year.
Do you know what? I'm really pleased with the team because this is a brand new team, the Wanderers. And I just think about how the AFL have introduced, you know, Gold Coast and Greater Western Sydney. And those teams have been a joke pretty much for 2 years in a row. And it's been like a penciling as a win if you're a decent team or half decent team.
Yep.
But this team here, where the Wanderers, they're actually a good team.
Oh, they
and
are.
They're actually making this competition a genuine 10-team competition.
They are. And they showed their class with their first goal. It was spectacular in a way that the way the team moved the ball around with very fast one-touch football to completely carve up Newcastle's defence. But I think they still showed their newness, I guess is the only word I could think of, with letting that lead slip a little bit. But Newcastle's a very good side, and Heskey's... I think the underrated influence in this team.
Absolutely. He's had a good season. It's a good start to the year for Newcastle Jets. Jack, next game, mate.
Yeah, Melbourne victory defeated Sydney 3-2. Melbourne victory have come from 2 goals down to defeat Sydney FC 3-2 in the Big Blue at Allianz Stadium last night in front of over 21,500 fans.
It was a fantastic game last Saturday. In fact, I can remember, I didn't watch the game, but I had my little app going, like Lucas has got his app going there. Which app is it, mate?
It's just called A-League.
Yeah, I got that one too. I got that same one too. So I was watching the, I had my little app going, I saw the first goal before half time, and I listened to the ABC grandstand review of the game, and you could tell Melbourne Victory were like full on attack towards the end of the first half. And then just checked the app in the second half, and they got a goal pretty much straight away, Sydney. Then the next time I knew the game, it was at the end of the game, it was 3-2. It was beautiful.
Melbourne absolutely outclassed Sydney in this game. They had 16-1 in the corner count.
Yeah.
And it's just those little lapses in concentration in the defence at the moment that is really killing Melbourne. Andrew Naboo, what can you say about the young man?
Mm.
Comes from nowhere to score 2 goals and 2 winners.
Brilliant.
Little bit of history on him, I guess. He hasn't made any state teams whatsoever. Through his junior career, he was dropped by Grand Gully a couple of years ago. Not good enough to make Grand Gully's Victorian Premier League side, and has come from nowhere to make a Victory side. And it shows what Ange Postecoglou has. He's probably the best talent scout in this country at the moment.
He's doing exceptionally well. The side is like improved so much. I remember a few weeks ago we're going, what is going on here? But now they've seemed to have boys
lift their game.
What's your view?
You can go first.
Yeah, it's just interesting how they can come back, how they came back. But Sydney, on the other hand, was just appalling in the second half. Yeah, as Steve said, 16-1 corners, you've got to defend more or even attack more. You've got to really, how should I say this? You've got to, like, in a way, lift, like,
if you're under pressure, you should just kick it forward.
Nah.
It's probably more the safer way than just having a corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need more, obviously.
Yeah, with Archie Thompson as a dangerous forward, he's creative. He might not seem to be that on the field. He is very creative, but when he, in a way...
Archie's in great form at the moment.
Yeah,
he?
And
absolutely brilliant
he,
form.
He doesn't look like he's very skillful, but if you see him on closely, he sets wonderful goals up. And
he's actually playing in a different role this year, Marcus. He's,
yeah, I think
he's
too.
He's playing sort of out wider.
Yeah.
He's more of a playmaker rather than the goal scorer, which is an interesting place to put him, but it seems to be working at the moment.
Just fantastic. I'm so excited for their performance. And you're right, Steve, something's going on here. And we felt that last week after their performance last week. And I think something's really going to happen. And it's only round 6.
It is. And we've been waiting 6 rounds to find. We've been waiting the 6 rounds to see Ange's influence coming out. And coming from 2-0 down really showed his influence, I think.
It's very exciting. Very exciting for Victory fans. Next game, Lucas.
Wait. On that.
Oh, Jack, there's more.
Was Del Piero playing? I don't think he was.
No, he was.
No.
He was. He played the first 70 minutes, came off, and that kind of changed the game after that, didn't it?
Did. That was a bit idiotic. Well, that's the thing, is because the coach has since left the club. Was he sacked,
yeah.
Steve?
Or yeah,
he that's the big leave? Story. He wasn't sacked. He actually
just resigned.
He resigned. He's come out in the media and said he wasn't the right man for the job.
Okay.
Which, look, I respect him for that. I must admit, enough. He's realised he's not up to it and decided to walk away and give someone else a crack at it.
Yeah.
Some interesting names getting floated up as well, with Ernie Merrick looking at coming back.
Oh, really?
He's the hot favourite at the moment. Okay. Although, at the start of the year, the fans didn't like that idea. Frank Farina's up there, and a couple of ex-Premier League coaches as well.
Nice. They better be careful, though.
Yeah.
Okay, Lucas, next game.
Yes, Central Coast Mariners defeated Wellington Phoenix 1-0. A goal by Daniel McBreen gave Central Coast Mariners in their third straight victory of the A-League season at Westpac Stadium last Sunday in front of more than 5,500 fans.
He's having a great season, McBreen. He's playing really well.
He is. He's come back to his best form, I think.
Jack, how did you see the game, mate?
I didn't get to watch much of it.
Sure.
I didn't see the first goal, but at the start it seemed like Central Coast were, in a way, slowing the ball down a bit, I think.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, so slowing the ball right for the perfect moment.
I've got this feeling. I think Central Coast are going to figure 1, 2, or 3 this year at the end of the season. They're very consistent. They've got the right combination of players. I think I can imagine them playing off in the grand final this year.
Oh, they're the real deal, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
They're showing it with the players and the young youth that are coming through as well.
They know what they're doing.
It's exciting.
It is exciting. Jack, next game, mate.
Yeah, Adelaide draw with Perth Glory 1-1. In front of over 9,000 fans, Adelaide United and Perth Glory shared the spoils in a 1-1 A-League draw at Hindmarsh Stadium last Sunday.
Any comments, Jack? Lucas, did you watch the game, boys, or heard?
No, but I think last week, who'd you pick? Who'd you pick? Because I remember you three picked the same and I picked different.
You picked Perth Glory, I think. I picked Adelaide United, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and then I think all of you did.
So then we all got right. We all were correct.
The draw, yes.
I said draw, remember?
You said we all did well. We're all experts.
We're all correct. There we go.
Well done.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get to watch the game, so I don't know.
Steve?
Look, an interesting game. I think these two teams are both up there for the end of the year. Still, Adelaide are still showing class.
Yeah, they're a good team.
And Perth Glory, look, they've got a great list. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to see too much of this game, but it was, from all accounts, it was a pretty good game.
Adelaide are a very good footy team, and they're going to figure in the top 2 or 3 for sure this year. Let's move on, boys. Let's move on to this round. It's an exciting round. There's some huge games going on. Lucas, do you want to lead us through the start of the round 7?
Round 7, yes. First game for the round, Brisbane Roar versus Sydney. Kicks off at Friday, 7:30 at Suncorp.
This is a huge game for Sydney and Brisbane Roar. I mean, the pressure on Sydney right now, and Brisbane Roar equally, the pressure must be enormous, and it's going to be an amazing match, I would think.
There's no doubt there's lots of pressure on both teams. Who would have thought at the start of the season, 6 rounds in, these two teams at the bottom of the ladder.
Yeah, there you go.
Would never have guessed it. will Steve Corica risk putting Jason Kolina into this side, do we think?
I don't reckon he will. I think he will.
Okay, so someone, a man that hasn't played in nearly 2 years, be interesting to see if he...
How desperate he is, yeah.
I think he'll
Jack, how do you see the game, mate? You got a tip for this particular match?
Yeah,
Sydney
with
easily.
Sydney's coach leaving, I think, resigning, Brisbane, I think, will win 1-0.
Sometimes teams do that. When the coach gets sacked, the next week the players come out and do something special.
Yeah.
It's a pretty consistent
thing. Yeah,
I still
just reckon Brisbane will win.
Okay. What do you reckon, Lucas?
Sydney. I'm going for Sydney. Even though their coach got sacked, Brisbane Roar just haven't got a good start off the season. Sydney have got an all right start, so that's probably why.
No, but you've got to look back when Brisbane just lost a goal 1-0. Lost 1-0 against Adelaide, top team, if I'm
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but then they're only...
Second.
Huh?
Second.
Yeah, but then their only win has been against Melbourne Victory, and that was their...
Their best game. So on both sides, they're doing good and bad, in a way.
Yeah.
Brisbane Roar for me.
Brisbane Roar. I think Brisbane Roar. I've got a funny feeling about Sydney. There's something wrong there. And I know the coach is sacked, and often players play well, and they've been playing well for half a game, been very spasmodic the last couple of weeks. I just think they're on a bit of a slide. Something's going on that we're not sure of, and I think Brisbane Roar have had a really ordinary start. Well, they had a good game against Melbourne Victory, but I think they may come back and win this week. Well, it'll be a tight game, though.
Yeah, still got the same players as their two premiership games, so there's quality there.
Yep. Okay, next game, Jack.
Yeah, Adelaide v Melbourne Heart kicks off at 5 p.m. on Saturday at Hindmarsh Stadium.
What do you reckon, Jack? What's your tip?
Well, I think Adelaide will just get on top. I reckon easy win for Adelaide.
Whoa, easy?
Yeah, easy win.
Mate, Melbourne Heart had a fantastic win last weekend. Yeah, I reckon there's something going on there too.
Yeah, but I think Adelaide easy win as well.
Yeah, I reckon it'll be 3-1.
It's a draw.
I'm
tipping Adelaide, eh?
Yeah. I'm thinking, 3-1. 3-1, that's good.
Okay.
I'm going to still say Adelaide, but it'll be a good quality match. Possible inclusion of Vince Guerrilla, I reckon. Came back and played half a game in the Youth League over the weekend, so he might be back for Heart.
I'm going out on a limb. Adelaide United, I'm very impressed with them, but I think Melbourne Heart are going to win this weekend. I think they're going to do something to startle everyone. Yes, I know, it may seem a bit like, what is Mr. Mulcahy talking about? But I think Melbourne Heart are going to win this weekend. Anyway, next one, Jack.
Yes, Melbourne Victory versus Central Coast kicks off at 7:45 on Saturday at Etihad Stadium.
This will be a cracker, this game. I think Melbourne Victory is without Archie Thompson, having been overseas in South Korea, and Central Coast might be without Thomas Rogic as well. So two fairly influential players missing. Very, very hard one to pick. I'm going to go with my heart and hope that Melbourne Victory win.
What do you reckon,
Jack? I'm going with Mr. Watling as well.
Yeah, I reckon Melbourne Victory will get on top.
I think they're pretty pumped
2-1.
About
2-1, I think.
How they dominated Sydney pretty easily last week, so yeah.
Okay, no worries. Jackie, you reckon 2-1, do you? Melbourne Victory?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ticking Melbourne Victory as well, too. I reckon they'll win this weekend.
They'll do something special.
They'll do something special. I think they're actually not constructing a sort of a flashy game plan. They're actually constructing a game plan which can win the flag. So I think
good.
That although Central Coast are a fantastic team, I think Melbourne Victory are going to win at home this weekend. Well, I hope so anyway.
Yeah, you hope.
Okay, Lucas.
Perth Glory. The Western Sydney Wanderers kicks off at 2 p.m. on Sunday at NRB Stadium.
What do you reckon, Lucas?
Perth Glory, easily.
Okay.
They're too good down it.
I'm going. I'm just gonna. Yeah. It's a long travel, so I just think Perth. I think Western Sydney might be a bit sloppy because they've travelled so. They've been like every team that goes to Perth, I think, doesn't play as good. So, yeah, I just think Perth will easily get on top.
Okay.
Western Sydney for me.
Whoa.
What?
Western Sydney.
Well, we've been tipping so badly on this show,
exactly.
We might as well be out there a bit, you reckon?
I saw enough quality with a couple of balls being passed around to think that they're going to go a little bit further than we think this year now. Ono to start playing even better and possibly score his first goal.
Oh, nice. Hasn't
he scored?
Not yet.
I'm actually tipping Perth Glory. I think I agree with Jack. I reckon it's the home game advantage, and I think that they will exploit that. So Perth Glory for me. Lucas, boys.
Yeah, Jets v Wellington Phoenix kicks off at 3 p.m. on Sunday at Hunter Stadium.
Lucas.
Jets. Wellington Phoenix haven't been playing good at all this week, and Jets. They've had a great start to the season with Heskey. Probably, being one of the best in the comp, playing one of the best. And, and it's down at Newcastle as well, so I think they'll pretty win. Win, it's got to be a pretty easy win.
Okay, thanks, Lucas. Jack?
Yeah, I think, with Lucas, with Wellington just don't seem to be in form. If they were in form, I'd change my mind, but I don't think Wellington are in form.
If Wellington were
but
in form,
but Newcastle...
So
3-2, 3-1, something like that.
Okay.
Newcastle for me. Wellington's players have been playing an international during the week. So they'll come back a little bit weary, I would thought.
Yeah.
Newcastle with Heskey to score.
Okay, I'm tipping Jets to win as well too. I think at home they'll win easily and they're playing, not easily, but they're playing very well at the moment. They'll win at least 3-1, I'm tipping. Actually, isn't it good how there's hardly any draws? We're generally getting results through, like, most of the matches this season. That's been a terrific outcome.
I think there's been three or four draws.
There's been hardly any draws, and it's been terrific. There's always, because I mean, when you go to when you go to a game, you want to see a result. And I think it's been a great outcome this year. There's more goals and there's more interesting goals kicked.
Yeah, and bigger crowds, and that might be half the reason for it.
Well, he would. More Sydney's goals probably attracts got the biggest, people.
The most crowds, or at their home ground, they've probably got the biggest crowds. Well, at other teams' home grounds, they get pretty big crowds, but Sydney probably gets the biggest crowds at their home.
And Melbourne Victory.
And
Melbourne Victory, yeah.
Constantly.
But Sydney get pretty crazy.
Similar.
It's good to see two biggest cities pulling good numbers of people.
Now let's look at the ladder. This is at the end of round six. Jack, you're looking at the
bottom five. Yeah, Brisbane Royal with 4 points with the wooden spoon so far. With the Phoenix on 5 points, Sydney 6 points, the Wanderers 7 points, and Melbourne Heart 7 points as well.
Just in the top six. Okay. Lucas, the top five, mate?
Melbourne Victory on 9, Perth Glory with 10 points, Jets with 12, just behind Adelaide United with 13, and just behind Central Coast as well with 13 points.
Now, boys, give me the top two teams to play off in this year's who's going to play off? Which two teams?
Victory and Central Coast Mariners,
I
think.
I'm going to write this down. Jack says Victory and Central Coast Mariners. What do you say, Lucas?
I'm gonna say, Mariners.
Mariners.
Mariners and Perth.
Perth, Steve.
I'm gonna go with Jack. I agree with that. Melbourne Victory and Central Coast.
Central Coast. I'm tipping Melbourne Victory and Adelaide United. Okay, it's now on the record, boys. We're going to revisit this in a few weeks' time. We're going to see how we're travelling. Will we change our mind or not? Steve, there's big news on the last night, of course. Tell us about what happened last night.
Yeah, Socceroos game last night. Really good result for the boys. 2-1 win against South Korea. It's only the second time South Korea has been beaten in 27 years at home. So it's a big result for the Socceroos.
It's a big result.
I guess, looking back on the game, Holger Osek picked a different lineup from normal. It's a good mixture of... what's it called?
Youth.
That's the
word. Experience.
Youth and experience there. So he went with the normal sort of Lucas Neal, Swartzer, Valeri, and those type of boys that have played a few games. Cahill didn't play.
Oh.
And mixed that in with some good young boys. First half was a little bit frustrating as a spectator because of that. They didn't really gel very well in that first half. But in the second half, they came together. Holland came into the game and dominated in the midfield. Rukavica scored his first international goal, as well as Cornthwaite. And the young boys that came on really showed some promise. So in Rogic, Lecky, and someone else came on, and he slipped my mind. The boys like Tommy Orr and Holland and Rukavica really showed that they're worth places, and they'll be pushing for starting places in the next World Cup qualifier, I think.
Can I ask a question? How do you feel, how's the coach travelling? Is he going to take us all the way this year?
He's got a pretty good record.
Mm-hmm.
Look, up until two games ago, I was a little concerned that he wasn't picking the youth. He was kind of sticking with the older guys and not blooding any of that. But the game last night really showed that we've got some promising talent coming through, and hopefully that helps, and hopefully we get that going. Boys, what do we think?
I didn't even get to watch the game, but what you've been saying, they must have played well. So, and the coach, of course, has been picking... good abilities as well there as well.
Probably the standout in this game was Tommy Orr. Tommy Orr's starting constantly at Utrecht in the Netherlands. Won a player of the week in the entire competition a couple of weeks ago and stood out again last night with a nice assist to Rukavica, and he's just got the ability to get the ball from deep and run at players and challenge them, which is great to see.
Thanks very much, Steve. Look, fellas, it's been a really good weekend last week, and I'm really looking forward to round 7. There's some great matches coming up, so we'll talk again next Thursday. Before we go, we just I'm Marcus.
I'm Jack.
I'm Lucas.
And I'm Steve.
Thanks for tuning into Goal, folks. We'll speak to you next Thursday. Before we go, Lucas, yes?
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Nice work, boys. Well done. Thanks for tuning in, folks. See you next week. Go, Victory.
Go, Jet.
Go, Melbourne.
Here's Aloisi for a place in the World Cup. He's scored! Australia have got it!
Come on!
John Aloisi, the Confederations Cup hero, has done it in the biggest game of all.
Come on, Australia!
Very simple 1-2 with Fred. And this is where Melbourne are dangerous. Allsop running at pace. Fred on the outside. Fred in! Archie Thompson! Set!